Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
You're going to have to take your shirt off.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You invite a comedian on a sports show, I'm going to give you laughs. Right?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I'm not going to give you, oh, this guy's hurt. He's got an ankle.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Guys, have we chit-chat?
Earlier on the show, two-time Super Bowl champion running back, LeSean McCoy. Still to come. Six-time Pro Bowl wide receiver, Brandon Marshall. Rams defensive back, Jalen Ramsey. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We chatted with LeSean McCoy in hour number one, and he went back-to-back in the last two Super Bowls. He was on the Chiefs 2 years ago. He was on the Bucks last year. I asked him if he had a choice of any of the eight teams remaining in the tournament that he could latch onto right now to go back-to-back-to-back. He chose the Bucks.
He said the Bucks, man.
I don't know, and I say this with the utmost of respect.
Be careful.
No, if I was around Brady last year like that, I'd be drinking the Brady juice too.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm really, hellaciously nervous, as Arian said, about the fact that the center of that offensive line, including that right side, the center and the right guard, Jensen and Wirfs, as good as they are, genuinely nervous if they are not 100%, happens.
So they did a quote-unquote practice today, didn't really do any drills or anything, just to keep them off.
Well, here's my
don't get hurt, but Bruce was optimistic that they're going to go.
Okay, so let's put a pin in that for the moment, because our guest that we were slated to have in the middle of this first hour is joining us right here.
Yeah.
Again, he's one of my favorites. I say this about it because I got to cover everybody their entire careers. You know, when they came out of college, all the way through, I'm getting old. Is basically what I'm saying.
You're like your uncle, the most. You're a big uncle,
crazy uncle.
Uncle Rich.
He's a six-time Pro Bowler, and since retiring from the National Football League, all he has done is put together an incredibly popular show and podcast called I Am Athlete, and you could catch it on the I Am Athlete YouTube page at IamAthleteTV.com, which is the website associated with it as well. And he's got Antonio Brown coming up on Monday, and we figured let's talk playoffs and his show with Brandon Marshall. How have you been, Brandon Marshall?
I am awesome. I love you, and I miss you.
Right back.
Before we go to Antonio Brown and all the other stuff,
yes,
I want to talk about what you just said.
What I do?
I know you covered all of us, a lot of us, from college to retirement, post-career. You're like, I'm getting old.
Yes.
You know?
I am.
Listen, that should be. I didn't feel the positivity in that, right? Like, I'm reading this book right now. I actually just cracked it open last night. I'm in Cabo. It's called Halftime by Bob Buford, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's about how you go from moving from success to significance. And it talks about halftime. Okay, now we're in this transition, and in the second half of our life, this is when we can get even more creative and have more success. But in a significant way. I think you need to check it out.
Well, Brandon, I appreciate that. And I appreciate you saying that. And I always, one of the many reasons why I love talking to you is your thoughtfulness and your brain, man. And the only difference, though, is I've lost all my hair. Your hair looks great. You know what I mean? Like, you got to understand where I'm coming from here. All right? I'm also a neurotic Jewish person. You know, you played in New York. You were around a lot of us. You know, I mean, I don't know if there's anything in halftime about that. Is there anything, you know?
No, nothing in halftime about that.
Oh, man.
You're freaking Rich Eisen, man. I miss you, buddy.
Right back at you. Right back at you. All right. I always shoot you straight, sir. After Antonio Brown said what he said about Tom Brady and said what he said after strip sacking himself, I came on this show. I said, I am done with him. I'm done talking about him. I think he needs help, and people need to get him some help. That's what I said. And you know I don't throw those words around lightly
right.
At all, okay? You know, I wore a green tie because you helped me 1 year in my 40-yard dash in honor of your movement and your work for mental health awareness. So I don't throw those words around lightly. But when I heard you interviewed him, I'm like, okay, I'll bite on this. So why did you interview him? Why do you want to talk to him?
Well, first, I think that we're curious. You're not the only one, so I want to validate that. You know, I have some friends that text me and they're like, why are you sitting down with him? You know, he needs help. You know, people keep enabling him. And so for me, I'm curious. I'm curious to have this conversation in a locker room setting, and that's pretty much what we've created at I Am Athlete, is just that locker room talk.
Yes.
In the locker room, you have people from different walks of life, have different points of views, right? And we have, you know, discussions on a wide range of topics. And so it's a special thing that happens in a locker room where we're able to, you know, hold guys accountable because you're a part of this locker room, this fraternity. In the locker room, we're able to get into intense conversations and discussions and still hug at the end of it, right, because we have a common goal, and that's to win a championship. So you learn these interesting things in the locker room, and we're able to have discussions with each other that we can't even have with our wives, our children, our moms and dads, right? It's just a special bond. So I was curious to see how he responded in that locker room setting. And, mm-hmm. I mean, it was a complex, I'll be honest with you, it was a complex conversation. It was a difficult conversation. Hell, there was one part of the conversation, Rich, where I was like, I feel like you're interviewing me now, and that's not the job. Like, can I do my job the second half of my career? It was really complex.
Right, and as somebody who interviews people for a living, as I have for as long as I had, normally that's the sign of somebody who wants to avoid answering questions, to be honest with you, man.
Right.
Like, that's somebody who's just like, okay, you know, I understand that, you know, this may be difficult, but you're the one who agreed to sit down. And you know, so you asked him at one point if you think he needs if he has a mental health problem, and he said no. Do you, having chatted with him, would you agree with that assessment?
Here's what I would say, just being a high-profile athlete playing in the NFL for 13 years.
Yes.
I would say that, you know, when there's a consistent behavior or a pattern, I would say, you know, I think that there should be a time, you know, in your journey where you sit down and you ask questions, you be curious, you look yourself in the mirror, and potentially go sit down with someone and see what is going on with me.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's nothing going on with you, I still think that you should sit down and talk to someone, because there's so much pressure. You're in a $16 billion business. You have multi-million dollar athletes. You know, you have people pulling on you every single day. You know, you can get cut any moment. You could be booed in front of the world any moment or cheered. There's a lot that you have to deal with at the age of 22, 24, 30, 32 years of age. And so I think that whether it's an impairment or a performance issue, I think you should be talking to someone. So if I, you know, for me, you know, as a brother, you know, I would say I would grab Antonio Brown's hand and say, you know, let's just sit down with someone and see, you know, how we could potentially,
right,
you know, navigate through these situations, you know, a little bit better, right?
Yes.
But to be honest with you, he, that's what he said. You saw it. You saw the snippet. There's nothing wrong with me. His thinking is this. It's like, you know, okay, Brandon, you know, where I come from, this is how we respond. Right, I'm not a passive-aggressive person. Bruce Arians, who's now back in the media, hitting a player, Adams, who I played with, safety in the head, you know, looked at Antonio Brown and said, get the F out of here and get the little throat slash and thing, like, you're done, right? And so for him, he said, the only thing I'm thinking about in that situation is this person said he didn't want me here, so I'm leaving right now. I don't want to wear your logos. So there's rationale behind his thinking, right? And so, you know, he has a lot of answers for certain situations that he's been in.
No, I understand that. I got Brandon Marshall here on the Rich Eisen Show, and that, you know, hey man, I are you saying he's not seeing a therapist? Like, I say this, sharing with you and everyone here. I have a weekly session myself. I'm a 52-year-old father of three, you know, a husband, a son, you know, lost a dad. There's so much going on, and I'm talking to one in 2 hours from now for a weekly session. He's not speaking to anybody, Brandon?
Right.
Is he not? Because that's yeah. I somebody's got to, again, look, and part of this too, again, and when you interview him, I don't mean that you own everything that he says, okay? But, you know, it, to me, that part of his post, you know, reaction to everything, okay, is to try and get more famous, it seems like. Is that wrong? Is that a wrong thing? Because the video that I see everywhere is him hanging with Madonna and Kanye, and that got millions of views. Is this something that he wants, you know?
Right. Well, yeah, to answer your first question, right, like what I took from the interview, one, he's a confident guy, seems to be strong, and I don't think he's talking to anyone.
Wow.
You know, and I'm so glad that you mentioned that you talk to someone weekly. I still talk to someone weekly.
Oh, sure.
You know, sometimes now I'm shifting in this transition second half of my career. I talk sometimes it's twice a week, you know, because there's a lot of pressure when it comes to business and entrepreneur being in the media, a husband, a father. There's so much that happens, right?
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I think he should be talking to someone. And whether he's dealing with impairment issues, walking around with a diagnosis, or just performance. And that is fair. It's fair, yes. You know, Antonio Brown, this is a deeper conversation, right? Like, athletes, the challenge is when you are an athlete in a team sport, team comes first. But now, over the last 6 years, even going back to when he was in Pittsburgh, remember, he was going to practice with cameras. He was flying in on helicopters, pulling in drop-top 1940 Rolls Royce cars.
Yeah.
It was always a show for Antonio Brown, which was being deviant behavior back then, right? So Antonio Brown has always been one that said, you know what, I understand team, but I'm coming here to do my job, and at the same time, I'm going to put on a show, and I'm also going to build up my brand and tell my story the way I want to tell my story. So absolutely, he said it in his first podcast. He said it, you know, since the MetLife incident where he came out and he said, look, that song was already produced. I did that song 2 years ago.
Mm.
But then there was a moment, all eyes on me. Now we're talking about algorithm, right? Like, it's hard for some people like us, right? We're learning. We're all on social, but we're still not, like,
right,
as good as that the generation behind us. Like, look, it was a perfect time to drop my song. And he sees it as a moment. He sees that this could be he's not playing around with entertainment. Antonio Brown really is embracing being a rapper. So, you know, I know it's hard for a lot of us to understand and gather, because, like, that's Antonio Brown, the Hall of Fame wide receiver. That's the guy that had seven Pro Bowls. What is he doing rapping? What is he doing sitting down with Madonna after he leaves MetLife Stadium? What we're supposed to do is you're supposed to quiet, don't say anything, right? That's what we're used to seeing in these moments, and we're not right now.
Brandon Marshall here on the Rich Eisen Show. Before I let you go on your rest of your Friday, again, this Antonio Brown interview is going to air on the I Am Athlete YouTube page on Monday. Do you got thoughts on who makes the Super Bowl? 2 cents on that one? Switching gears?
Super Bowl.
Yes, sir.
Man, listen, I forget. I feel like I'm like Michael Irvin, your buddy. Like, I feel like he changes his picks throughout the year all the time. I changed my picks.
That's fine.
Yeah, right?
That's
come
okay.
on, Mike.
It's your prerogative.
So I don't know who I picked at the beginning of the year, who I picked halfway through the year, 3 weeks ago right now.
As of
I'm
now.
A big fan of Buffalo. I've been on them for 2 years, fighting with Nick Wright about Josh Allen, how awesome he is. So I think they can get it done. That defense has to stand up against Patrick Mahomes. They didn't play smart enough, meaning more. I don't want to dive. I don't think we have time for me to dive deep into football, right? Dang. All right. So I like Buffalo. And then on the NFC side, I mean, Tom Brady's great, man, but I don't know. Aaron Rodgers won Super Bowl. The Green Bay Packers have wasted the Aaron Rodgers era, for sure. We're talking about the last dance. Like, if this is the last dance, then they have to go out with a Super Bowl victory.
That's true.
They have to hoist the Lombardi Trophy. So I'm going with Buffalo, and I'm going with Green Bay, the last dance. I'm not a huge fan of everything Aaron Rodgers does, but there's something special about what's going on in that locker right now, you know, them versus the organization.
Well, Brandon, appreciate the time. Congrats on what you've done post-career. You mentioned Nick Wright, obviously, first things first, and then I Am Athlete YouTube page, everything that you're doing. I'm thrilled to see it. And then, as you know, with the Combine coming up and my run after that, how do I get on I Am Athlete? How do I get booked on I Am Athlete, Brandon? You know? Because
we launched I Am Athlete LA. I would love to come out there and sit down with you, with Swaggy P,
yeah,
Kenan Beasley,
yeah,
Brandon Jennings,
yes,
our guy.
Yeah, right.
So I would love to have you sit down with us.
Because you've seen it.
It's been like seven years. Yeah. Been doing
you've seen it first. More than that, you've seen it firsthand, Brandon, that I Am Athlete. You've seen it in your own two eyes.
Drop that video again.
Yes, sir.
You got to drop that video again.
Yep, you taught me. The one thing that I definitely picked up from you, because you know how to speak and get through to people, was the idea of make sure that your fingers, you don't ball your hands up when you run, and you need to take, it's like eating potato chips. Yep. So you said it was like holding a potato chip in your hand and eating it. I totally got the concept. Everything else went way over my head. So,
yeah,
awesome, you know, thanks for the call, Brandon. You be well.
Let's do it.
You're the best. You take care. That at B Marshall.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. That's bye-bye. Brandon Marshall, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Marshall, Twitter and Instagram at B Marshall. That I Am Athlete page. Millions of people are watching. And again, I cannot believe that Antonio Brown is not talking to somebody and talking stuff out. I am, you know, jaw on the table that somebody in his world, and I'll just say too, if somebody's out there and can reach out to him and talk to him, it's not a man thing, you know? It's not like I'm tough or I don't talk to people. I don't talk about my feelings. If there's anybody that needs to talk about their feelings and talk it out and not act it out, you know, it's that guy. Unless he doesn't want to play football again and he wants to rap and he wants to, you know, figure out how being famous can get you from here to the end zone of life. The end point between the current point A and then point B when you leave this mortal coil. I'm serious. It's on the I Am Athlete YouTube page, everybody. IAmAthleteTV.com as well. 844-204-RICH, number to dial, your phone calls, Jalen Ramsey, TJ's big-ass grab bag coming up as well.
What's in the box?
And also, you've got What's More Likely, too, right, Chris?
What's More Likely? Divisional round.
You want to do that next?
Sure.
Let's do that next. What's More Likely? Divisional round and phone calls. TJ's big-ass grab bag, Jalen Ramsey, hour number three. Great rundown meeting, everybody. Great rundown meeting.
Hey.
Let's talk Sleep Number, people. We all know quality sleep is essential. I'm just not myself when I don't get a good night's sleep. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. For instance, my side of the bed, my Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's side of the bed, her Sleep Number setting is 70. Two different numbers, same bed, but we get the same great sleep. So, make sure you get your Sleep Number bed right now because you will absolutely love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you can save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. That's right, $800. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Check it out. Sleep Number. You won't regret it. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show for our terrestrial radio offer. We've been bagging on Del Tufo for the last couple minutes. You know, I can't believe Sebastian Maniscalco was here. What? And you hear everything over there next to him, right?
Yes. Okay. I hear everything.
And he is a very loud talker, Del Tufo.
Very.
So when
also,
he's
I think
talking,
the years of doing audio and DJing and wearing headphones, I think has shot his hearing. And so he,
but
has
he should
to,
also know
but
how
he overcompensates by talking really loud and kind of shouting when he talks normal.
But he should also know, like, one of the things, by the way, for all you up and coming broadcasters out there, when you are fortunate enough to have an assignment in a stadium that's loud, right, you do not need to scream louder to be heard over something that you feel is so loud that it's going to drown you out. The microphone in front of you will pick it up.
Yeah. Hello.
You know, and it takes a while to realize that. And you can see who's new in the business when they're on the field, like, hey, I'm standing right here where it's really loud and the fans are going crazy. And like, you hear the fans screaming behind them and woo, and hey, this is an amazing scene. It's so loud. It's like, yeah, I can't figure out the scene because you're yelling over it. It's not easy to figure out. Del Tufo should know that when I'm wearing headsets, that I'm a loud talker to begin with. I need to, like, just talk like this. Like, the microphone will pick it up. So, you know I'm very particular. I've been at this a while. You've been at this a while right here with me, Chris. You know I don't like ambient noise. I am a magnet for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always, wherever I'm in a hotel, I'm above a bar or I'm above a speaker or I'm hearing it. I can't stand it. I'm a magnet for it. It follows me around. So when I hear Del Tufo on his typewriter, whatever, on his keyboard over there,
it's loud.
Like, the microphone's open,
yeah,
and he doesn't know that it's open, and he doesn't even hear the click clack in his own ear, and it's really frustrating. Like, it's your job, and now I'm getting deep in the weeds here to make the point of when he was talking off camera, and Sebastian Maniscalco is telling a story, like, not just anybody, like an A++ storyteller. Who is selling out arenas because of his ability to tell a story. That's how great a storyteller he is. He's selling out 25,000 seat arenas.
Yes, indeed.
Come see me tell a story. And people are like, yes, I will fill up an arena in a way that NBA teams that play in said arena can't.
And spend hard-earned American dollars.
What was he saying?
No idea.
Who is he talking to?
No idea.
All right, so should I feel guilty? Because he was talking to me.
Oh!
He called me. I didn't call him.
Now the story comes out.
No.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute.
Oh.
You're saying to me that while Sebastian Maniscalco was here on live Rich Eisen Show,
In studio, which we don't get all
in
the time.
Studio, in like, studio, honestly,
it's a treat.
We're
now.
We're like Castaway. We're talking to volleyballs here.
Yeah.
And so when we get a live human being,
it's something, man. It's a treat.
And somebody whose job is to tell stories, and he even heard Del Toro. Like, what is it? That's in our open today. What, do I hear chit chat? He stopped his story.
Do I hear chit chat?
He was. Did he call you in the middle of it?
Did you?
Oh, please tell me you were returning his call, and he saw it was you, and he needed to pick it up because he's got to get you here and talk to you. Please tell me.
He called me.
He called you.
He wanted to make sure I was on my way.
Because you were here on the third hour.
Right.
So.
Should I text?
That was what I was wondering.
Hey,
you text all the time.
You good? You still coming?
Someone called you. He's like, are you on your way? You going to be here?
Yeah.
Because I got to get out of here.
Updates and this is what's happening hour three. And I was like, okay, I'll see you soon.
Wow.
What do I do with this information?
What can you do?
I thought he was talking to Hoskins in the back about something or that had to do with the actual execution of the segment with produced elements for our guest.
I did too, Rich, because on Wednesday when Ryan was in, we had a little bit of a technical issue to start the show. In his defense, Mike was MacGyver. He was a G. He got everything fixed.
That's why he's here. I understand.
So I assumed when he was talking that maybe something else had happened, and that's what he was on the phone with. So I heard him, and I'm like, okay, Mike's handling this issue. Did not know.
Well, exactly. In his defense, he was warning me about what happened the day before, you know, and wanted to let me know how to fix it.
You couldn't do that when you finally arrived here? I mean, like, it had to be done in the middle of a set.
With Sebastian?
Who called him out?
Called him out. Not once, but twice. Well, once wasn't a call out. Once was more like he was in awe of Mike's teeth. But the first time was a call out.
Didn't know those were fake. Never knew that.
Wow.
Wow.
The more you know as the shooting star
and you didn't
goes.
Know that because normally you hear everything over there.
I heard everything. I didn't know I didn't see that he was on his phone. I thought he was talking in.
You know why? Because
I mean?
You were engaged with an A++ guest.
I didn't want to get called out for not paying attention.
I mean, I got called out by Sebastian, but I was literally editing a picture of him.
What
so.
Is this guy?
He goes, I got nothing over here.
Well,
the fact that he started to tell that story, right? And then realized it was going nowhere and said that story did not come across.
No, he said that better is actually better in my head.
It was better when it was in my head.
So I think he used me as an out.
Too funny.
Maybe. Yes, the comedians can do that. So you got to look alive when you got somebody like him here.
And I was 100, and I could tell you what he was saying, but like I said, I was fixing the color on a picture that I was going to clean out.
That's what he said, that, you know, isn't there a Zoom option for this show?
Oh my God.
You got to check it out on our YouTube page.
It's really fun. It's on our Instagram stories as well.
Oh my gosh. Terzo and I, let's talk to him. What's up, Terzo? Are you at the bar?
Of course.
No. Actually, we are heading there right now. But the unfortunate part of it is we're all meeting there before we go to a funeral. And I got to give a shout out to one of my great buddies, Jeff Baker. We're going to miss you, brother. We love you.
Shout out.
Okay. What else is on your mind? I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
What's going on?
TJ.
Yes, sir.
Hated the way that ended, my man. I thought that game could have ended in a lot better fashion than that, man.
Which is what, the 49ers kneeling it out? Or, I mean, like, what are you talking about?
The Niners did deal it out, but they let them back in the game.
I know.
And that game could have ended in several different ways. I'm just happy that it was, you know, nearly a butt fumble again by Dak Prescott. So, you know.
He never butt fumbled once.
That's what it is. But I'll kind of wait for that dollar, TJ.
You got to send me your Venmo, your PayPal, your...
No, he wants a hard-earned American dollar.
I want that hard-earned currency with you writing on the back saying, go Niners.
Well, so you want me to physically send you snail mail a dollar?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Send me your address. I'll do that.
Do you Venmo somebody a dollar?
You can.
You could. It wouldn't really be worth it.
I understand how Venmo works, Chris.
I mean, you'd pay more to use Venmo than the dollars.
There's no limit on Venmo.
But again, Terzo, I'm not sure I'm going to write on the dollar because, as I said, you know, I don't know. The laws are different for different people, and I don't know that I'd get away with it.
As your legal representation, my man, you will be okay. I would imagine at this point, no one's going to be coming after you for this one, my man.
Okay.
I don't think that's on the table.
All right.
Okay. Hey, Brockman.
Terzo, my man.
You, though. Hey. NFC West.
I know. It's
NFC Championship game. Because when the Niners win on Saturday,
when?
And Jimmy Garoppolo's value goes to a first-round draft pick,
wow.
Come on now, man.
To the moon.
I would say both those scenarios are highly unlikely.
By the way, thanks for the call, Terzo. Way to do this. Way to do it. I'm sorry to say that, Terzo. Plus, Brockman is in his mode right now of when he has produced a segment. And time's running thin, and he knows that there wouldn't be enough time in the segment if I turned to it right now. He just clams up, and he's in that mode right now. So what I'm going to do is take more phone calls, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll have enough runway for you to do it.
Because
I want you engaged in the next couple minutes.
I anticipated that was going to happen.
No, I understand. You understand. You see it. But how about this scenario for the 49ers? How about this scenario? They go the distance.
Meaning?
The whole way.
Like,
to the podium.
Super Bowl?
To the podium.
Like win the whole thing?
Yes. Here in Los Angeles, in the home of the Rams.
That'd be great.
Okay. By the way, in the home of the Rams.
Help me save face.
Home of the Rams, where they would come, as you know, once a year, forevermore. They're going to come once a year, forevermore. And it's the spot where they've won a Super Bowl in. Like, they christened the stadium where there's only one Super Bowl champions. And not only is it not the Rams, it's the 49ers.
So
and they can come back. And every single time that it's a tough game, because it always is, and it's a divisional game, and there's so much on the line, they'll be like, yeah, this is the place where we won the Super Bowl. How about you? And so they have that ability. And they do it with Jimmy Garoppolo. Even though they went and drafted somebody else and mortgaged their future for it. And they're able to replenish one of the first round selections by trading away Super Bowl champion Jimmy Garoppolo. Is that the ultimate scenario of a way this entire calendar year played out that nobody saw coming? And it's set up for the 49ers with three more wins in a row to do it. And they can beat Green Bay. And they can beat whoever's coming their way from... They can come right back to this building. They could win... Here's the thing. If they win on Saturday night, that means they'd be two more wins in a row in the same building away. That means they'd have a potential three-game winning streak in SoFi. Am I painting like the most insane scenario that is beyond possible? Absolutely possible. That's playing out. They've put themselves in that position. All because, in many ways, the Dallas Cowboys decided to run it instead of even taking one fling to the end zone.
Yeah, you really reached on that.
These are all what I'm talking about.
Well, because the Rams couldn't finish a job in
that
week 8.
Yeah, how about that too? I told you there could be a whole string of teams that laments the fact, including the Rams, by the way, that they didn't finish him off when they had the best chance to. 88 yards away, no timeouts left, only 87 seconds on the clock. What a scenario. What I've just said... It's all possible. Yay or nay? Chris Brockman, yes or no?
I mean, anything's possible.
As somebody who's about to adjudicate what's more likely, I understand it's not likely.
It's not likely.
Because you've got to win in Green Bay. Then you've got to win in Tampa Bay or L.A. And then beat the best of the AFC, including the top seed, who they took to the limit in their home stadium a few Thursdays ago. These are all possible facts. I'm laying it out for my 49er friends right here. They could be able to show up in SoFi forevermore against the Rams. Yeah, big game. I agree. Huge game. We need this for the division this year. But guess who won a Super Bowl year? Not you.
Mm-hmm. Looks like Fred Warner is going to play, so that helps.
To beat Green Bay?
Yeah. I mean,
dude.
They're going to need him.
You don't believe the 49ers can beat Green Bay?
I don't.
Wow. I do. I don't know if I'm going to take them.
Yeah, they obviously can.
I don't
can.
Know if I'm going to take them.
Obviously, they can. They need, you know, probably about less than 15 passes from Jimmy G, a whole lot of Deebo Samuel and Elijah Mitchell.
But everything
they'd
I just said.
They'd have to turn the ball over. They'd have to turn over Rodgers. But Oh, that seems unlikely.
Everything I just said is possible.
Possible.
Sitting here right now.
15%, maybe? 20%?
You're saying I've got a chance. Much better than Dumb and Dumber or Jordan unretiring. Thank you.
Yeah!
We'll take a break right here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's more likely? Divisional round action. Yes.
Let's go.
What's more likely? We'll do the segment or I'll take phone calls instead. That's coming up next.
Wow.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH. Still in the afterglow of looking at all the bills that you spent during the holidays, the perfect gifts for the whole family, the perfect meal for everyone gathered around the table. But as we all know, holidays can be expensive. Navy Federal Credit Union helps you take control of your finances after the holidays. You can get a low intro APR on their Platinum credit card. It's the lowest rate card and a great tool to pay down debt. Beyond the holidays, Navy Federal has multiple savings and investing options to help you get closer to your financial goals. They offer digital tools and educational resources to help guide your decisions. With Navy Federal, you can automate your saving and investing to put your money to work for you even as you sleep. Plus, you can buy fractional shares. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Message and data rates may apply. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment options are available through Navy Federal Investment Services and are not insured by NCUA. Okay, we did this last several weeks. I kind of dig it. Although we don't check our homework on Mondays. We have so much to do, so maybe we should do that. Let's see. Here we go. What's more likely? Divisional round started. Hit it, please.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Outstanding production value. Honestly. Honestly. Chris Brockman, you have the floor.
Okay, Rich, we're going to go in order. So we have one from each game.
Okay.
Starting with when they're played. So first up, Tennessee and Cincinnati. Derrick Henry back. He averaged 117 yards per game
Insane. This
season.
He did.
Ja'Marr Chase, you heard, was it Brandon Marshall? One of the greatest young receivers he's ever seen.
It's LeSean, yeah.
LeSean
yeah.
McCoy. He had 116 yards last week against the Raiders.
Oh, look at you finding similar
numbers. What's more likely? Derrick Henry rushes for over 117 yards and scores, or Ja'Marr Chase tops last week's total and gets in the end zone?
I'll go Derrick Henry. Home, he's fresh-legged, and difficult to stop. Very difficult to stop, and easy to get the ball to. Turn around, just give it to him.
Turn around and give it to him.
Exactly. So I will say, what's more likely is we see Derrick Henry do his thing. The Tennessee Titans tell the youngsters from Cincinnati, not yet, not yet, and the Titans. I'll do even one better, and the Titans host the AFC Championship game against who I do not know. But you know,
what do you think the score of that game?
I don't know why you're asking me such a question, Chris. Your line of thought and questioning confuses me. All right, what else you got over there, Christopher?
Okay, next up, San Francisco and Green Bay. We mentioned them yesterday. These two players in our first take prep. Debo Samuel had a huge combined yardage game, 110 yards against the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
More Debo total yards or Devontae Adams receiving yards? What's more likely?
Ooh, great question. Oh, man. I think Rodgers and Adams are going to have a day. So I'll take Adams here. I'll take Davante Adams here. That's what I will do. And I will just remind everybody, it's about the Packers' defense. Do not pay all your attention to the Packers' offense. I will read out the statistic right here. In the 20 career playoff appearances for Aaron Rodgers, this is his 21st, and hopefully for him, lucky 21st, the Packers' defense has yielded 26.6 points per game. An average that is that high because three of the 20 have been against the 49ers, who he has never beaten in the playoffs because the Niners average 35 a game against them. I'll come out and say the Packers' defense plays so well that they'll cut that in half.
Ooh.
I'm just giving you bonus facts for what's more likely right here. That's the way I'm feeling about it. The Packers' defense has been just terrific this year, and that's part of the reason why I think Green Bay wins this game. Chris, what's next over there?
Next up, the first game on Sunday, Rams at Bucks. Looking at wide receivers again, Rich. Odell Beckham looks more and more comfortable with each passing game in this Rams offense. And if the Bucks go the way the Cardinals did and try to take out Cooper Kupp, maybe Odell has a huge game. We know Mike Evans is a beast for Tampa. Wide receiver most likely to have 100 yards and a touchdown, Odell or Mike Evans?
I'll go Odell. I think that our third-hour guest, Jalen Ramsey, I'm going to ask him point-blank if he's traveling with him. I don't think we're going to get an answer. Evans is has been held to less than 60 yards in his last two games against Jalen Ramsey. So I don't know if either of these are going to go.
It could be 0 for 2. But
I don't know if either of these are going to go. But Odell looks spry, man. And he looks engaged. And he is ready to roll. I kind of dig it. So I'll choose him. And I think Ramsey is going to make Evans have a longer day than usual. And we're going to see ourselves, Brady, have to pull more rabbits out of a hat. Not saying he can't, but I'm genuinely concerned about the Bucks here. I'm nervous about
enough
me sticking with them. I can't do it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do it. What am I going to stick with? I'm going to stick with the Bucks all year long and then hop off it right now?
Well, it's kind of a hedge.
Yeah, I understand that. As you know, certainly with my football year collegiately, I've had enough of hedging.
So, had a good football year.
I know that. I just don't need, you know, that was my Georgia reference for you over there, sir.
Nice.
Thank you. What else? What else you got?
All right, last one.
Yes.
Your number one game of the weekend.
It is that.
I think we all think this is going to be, hopefully, the best game of divisional round weekend, Bills and Chiefs. Now,
yes, sir.
These two teams, two of the best offenses in the National Football League, the Bills, scored 483 points this year. That's third in the National Football League. The Chiefs, we're fourth at 480 points. Did you watch them play last week? Josh Allen just threw another touchdown while I'm setting this up. They both scored 40-plus last week. Both quarterbacks coming off of five touchdown performances. So what's more likely, a tight, low-scoring game in Kansas City in the cold, or one team puts up 40 and wins by 10 or more?
Why can't I choose a tight, high-scoring game?
Can't do it.
Why?
That's not the rules. That's not the option. It's a tight, low-scoring game that goes the other way. Everyone thinks it's going to be a high-scoring shootout, but it is a tight, low-scoring game, 24-21, something like that.
No.
Or we're going to see a 42-28 game.
I would say that's more likely. I would say that is more likely. I think this will be a high-scoring
game. Does one team score 40? At least.
What if both teams do?
Cool.
What if it's like that Monday night game here in Los Angeles that supposedly broke defenses?
That would be spectacular.
Don't you think?
Because I'm going to bet the over.
What is that number right now?
54, actually.
That's a high number, isn't it?
It dropped this week, however.
Why?
Not sure. The big money coming in on the under. I mean, it opened at 54.5, and now it's 54.
Can I give you a name to watch in this game?
Sure.
Jerick McKinnon.
He had a huge game left.
Dude, he's had huge games in a row, and I think Andy Reid and that team is just like, okay, we get it. Do you remember how he was a free agent addition in San Francisco, and he was going to light it up, and then blew his knee out
right before the season started.
Remember, he had a nice run in Minnesota.
Yep.
And then signed free agent in San Francisco, and then we haven't really heard from him. He had some run. Did he ever run for the Washington football team? No, it's McKissick. My bad.
McKissick.
So, look out for his name on Sunday night.
What's more likely?
What's more likely is it's high scoring and tight, and Romo's going to lose his mind. That's
GM.
More likely.
GM.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
I hope so. I hope it's a great game.
Good stuff, Chris. Well done.
Thanks, bud.
Well done.
Let's go.
And by the way, you did a great job prepping me for First Take.
Appreciate it. That was a fun segment.
Do you want to hear the topics that they gave me to talk about?
Yeah.
I mean, is that right? Or is that guys, I don't know. Is that wrong to do?
No, do it because you guys only
these are the
really,
ones that they prepped me up. Well, we kind of got
little,
lost
you did
in the
a little memory lane, and then you got...
Yeah,
you know,
which
you got,
I didn't expect, and I greatly appreciate
you got
that.
Caught
that was
up
very
in the cowboy,
nice of them to do.
You know, Irvin soup, and then you kind of lost out on all the actual...
Irvin soup.
...pregame talk there.
Irvin soup.
Because when they said goodbye to you, then when they kissed you off, that's an industry term, I was like, oh, that's it? Just Cowboys?
It's 15 minutes.
I know.
Here are the ones. What would a loss... Should we do a whole segment out of this?
Yeah, can we do it top of the hour? Let's do top of the hour. You send them to me, and then I'll
the
read
second
it to
take?
You. Yeah.
Well, we got TJ's big-ass grab bag coming.
That's top of the hour?
Yeah.
Oh, let's do it right now, then.
What's in the box?
I think we'll have time for all.
We got to swap that drop out. It's not a box. It's a bag. Yeah.
I tried to explain that to him. You know,
it just
wait
works
a minute.
Better.
Hold on a second.
It doesn't work.
This is your segment. You
one.
Should produce it how you see fit.
All right.
Yeah. Well, he has. It's not the segment yet.
No, but he does that a lot.
To me? No.
Yeah. Anytime we reference your big ass grab bag. What is your grab bag about today?
We need what's in the bag.
We're talking a little fantasy football today.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do a little review.
Season in review?
Oh, we got 2 minutes left in the segment then. Is a little taste, a little setup.
Well, yeah, little,
Josh little in Camarillo, California. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Josh?
Get the
Hi there. How's it going?
What's going on?
What's up, bud?
Am I on the phone with Arias Consulting?
You
hey,
are.
Yes, you are.
Well, three quarters of it, but Del Tufo really just, I don't know what he does.
He's the money
him.
Behind the
He's
operation.
The money behind?
Yeah.
Okay. He's the teeth. He has the teeth in the equation.
Yeah.
All right, what's on your mind? You're on with Arias Consulting.
How can we help you, sir?
All right, so as of right now, I only get one keeper going into next season that I drafted and held on to throughout the year.
Yes.
And I'm going to go in order of each player I drafted. I'm only going to do five, but... The first order, the first one, Jonathan Taylor.
Okay, who else? How many do you get to keep?
Only one as of now, but I'm hoping I can sway my commish to two.
Okay, so just in case for two, because Jonathan Taylor's a definite.
Yeah, I would
what
just
else?
Say end this, yeah, end this conversation.
What else? Yeah. Who else?
Cooper Kupp.
Who else?
Ooh, okay.
DK Metcalf.
Who else?
And Deontay Johnson.
You didn't lose your league, did you?
Maybe.
Oh,
no,
oh
there's
God.
An that's an impossibility.
Cup?
That's
Jonathan
an impossibility.
Taylor Cup, DK Metcalf, what? And Deontay Johnson, you lost?
Yes. After I've been in this league for 5 years, and up until this year, I've been in the final, and I lost in the semifinal by 10 points.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. Sorry, bud.
Okay. It's Taylor and Cup and rip the knob off. That's it. But Taylor first. Order business.
It will cost me a next year or the next year's pick.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's worth it.
Yeah,
thanks for the call, man. And we'll send you the bill from RAS Consulting. Absolutely. That's what Del Tufo does. He's in charge of shipping, handling, and billing.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the easiest thing our consulting's ever had to do, I think, right there.
Wish we would have had that after the grab.